From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In New York this week, ABC is seeking advertisers for a new comedy based on characters taken directly out of an advertisement. The cavemen from those Geico commercials.
Thank you, Jamie, for dressing up. I appreciate the effort.
Well, I was going to wear this regardless.
Yeah, I always wonder what Reba McEntire would look like if she was a Cro-Magger.
Please don't use that word.
It's okay if we use it.
It's not okay. You can't change a negative stereotype if you're out there reinforcing it.
Magnum P.I., right. Magpie, Sir Magalot, Macaroni and
That's
Cheese.
That's one of a batch of news shows being unveiled this week at an event called The Upfronts. All the networks are there, and they're hoping advertisers will like what they see, like it enough to pay big bucks to advertise on those shows. NPR's Kim Masters is there, and Kim, how did that caveman show go over?
You know, you have to picture the Lincoln Center packed with advertisers. I don't think they were overwhelmed by it. I think when the show is aired, people will check it out, but I don't know. We'll have to see whether it sustains for a season or more.
Now, Kim, this is just one of many new shows that ABC is rolling out. What else did you see?
Well, ABC has a lot of sort of soapy, sudsy shows, like something called Dirty Sexy Money with Donald Sutherland and the guy from 6 Feet Under, Peter Krause. They also have the much-anticipated spinoff from Grey's Anatomy. It's called Private Practice. And in that show, as we're about to hear, this is about one of the doctors, Addison Shepherd, leaving Seattle, going to Los Angeles, and looking for a new life.
Have you ever thought of applying your trade in sunnier climes, Addison?
Sunnier climes? Now we see why he has to type to pick up women.
Hey!
Besides, we have a very strict no consorting rule here now.
You know, there's, a rule in television that if something is successful, you're probably going to see a whole lot of it. A lot of reality shows, a lot of those serial shows, and I guess there's now an effort to replicate the success of Sex in the City, this time on the networks.
Yes, ABC has a show from the creator of Sex in the City, Darren Star. It's called Cashmere Mafia. It stars Lucy Liu. And that is pitted against an NBC show. Lipstick Jungle is from Candace Bushnell. She's the author of the column that inspired Sex in the City. And Lipstick Jungle is based on a book by Candace Bushnell. And it stars Brooke Shields. And in this little clip here, Brooke Shields is trying to cope with her kids and her successful job.
Hector Matrick is on the phone. Oh, damn it. Wait. Here. Listen to me. Now, the CEO of the company that owns my company is on the phone. So please, get dressed.
Okay, come on, Sam.
And nobody's allowed to yell mommy for the next 10 minutes.
Okay.
Shall I put him through? I'll put him through.
No, wait. Not yet. No.
Wendy. Is that you, Wendy?
Now, Kim, we've heard about ABC. We've heard about NBC. We haven't heard much about CBS. What's happening over there?
CBS is, you know, they say they're in a position of strength. They have a lot of strong shows, and they are going to reach for some incredibly quirky material. They have a show called Viva Lachlan, which is based on a British show called Viva Blackpool, and it takes place in Lachlan, Nevada, and it is a drama with comedy and music. So that'll
music.
Be interesting.
You said music.
I said music. And they're also going to have a thing called Kid Nation, which is 40 kids separated from their families for 40 days in some kind of a town, and they have to make their own rules. And this is a reality show. It sounds a little bit like Lord of the Flies, but they are very high on it, and they claim that it is very uplifting.
Kim, do me a favor. Look into your crystal ball. Which among these shows is going to be the breakout hit?
Okay, I feel like you're setting me up for embarrassment, but I'll say Bionic Woman.
Wait, I'm having deja vu.
You are, but it's very high tech this time. And I have to say, I didn't think it sounded like much of an idea, but the clips seem to play pretty well. You know, they've updated it quite a bit.
All right. We're going to hold you to that. Thanks, Kim.
All right. Bye-bye.
That was NPR's Kim Masters reporting from the Upfronts.